yeah, the mouse. EOTM Radio. We're hiring from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move. Giving you the most.
Next station is the hottest. Playing the best independent artists. And looking for more. So tune in and tell a friend about the hottest station on internet land.
Sit back and listen to EOTM on a mission. Classic City Records. Ain't no competition. Pay attention to the grind. We're in it. The vision. Entrepreneurs on the move. Success is given.
EOTM Radio. We're heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the mouse. EOTM Radio, we're heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the mouse.
EOTM, this is people
station. Okay. Hottest station in the nation, no underestimating. Stop fascinating and gon' hit them up. Giving you bang for your buck, get your numbers up.
Come on.
Stop. Sitting around whining, crying about making it, but ain't trying.
Country
City Records, we tiring. Go to EOTM and start climbing.
EOTM Radio, giving you the most. EOTM Radio, giving you the most.
Yo, what's up, everybody out there in radio land? You already know it's your man, DJ Team, coming straight out of Athens, Georgia. You know what I'm saying? Putting off EOTM Radio and Classic City Records. You know what I mean? Hey, man, we're just going to have a reality talk, man, because life is crazy, man. A lot of rumors going around for 2012, you know what I mean? And you also know how we do, man. We bring independent artists, man, for the interviews. You know what I mean? Trying to get their music heard. So, hey, let's make it happen, man. And, hey, make sure y'all follow all these artists. Make sure y'all, you know what I'm saying, check them out. Get real in depth with them, you know what I'm saying? Take your time, man, to, you know, if you don't want to call in right away, it's all good. Listen to the show, man. If you don't like the show, then, you know what I'm saying, you ain't got to call in. That's how confident I am about the show, man. So let's make it happen, man. Night Rider, go on, take it away.
Man. You know, sometimes I had these questions, but I mean, there ain't no hard questions, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to get them answers, you know what I'm saying? Man. You already know, from me to you right now.
Whole life searching for the right one.
Okay.
Believe me, I didn't have rights and wrong ones. But the question is, will you remain the same if I did same? The fame or will you proclaim my name?
Woo.
Don't hesitate, just give me answers. Been on my toes all week like a dancer. These questions are my cancer. And baby, you hold all the answers. So please just listen to me. Don't stray off, just listen to me. I promise this won't take long. Just promise me that you won't do wrong. I'm not just blowing smoke. I love you, and that's no joke. But back to the business. Answer this. Hold up, let's go out. Baby, will you still be by my side?
Will you be by
the lights come on. Will you still be standing by my side? action. I need to know, are we everlasting? Are just lasting? Because no one else is in the picture. As I sit here and grip you when you're bigger, you my miss, I'm your mister. Your smile sparkles like glitter. But if I never became nothing, will we still have something, or will we be alone? Please say something, I need to know. It's bugging me internally. I hope this song helps you see and lets you understand me. It's bigger than B.I.G. So what I need is you to be cooperative with me. And I ain't playing games, I leave that bull to the lane. But back to the business. Hold up, listen. When lights go out, baby, will you still be by my side? When the lights come on, will you still be standing by my side? When the night is dark, baby, will you still be by my side? When the money get low, times get hard, will you still be standing by my side, baby? Will you still be by my side through the thick and thin? Baby girl, we can tighten up them loose ends. And I know I'm throwing a lot at your plate, but with love, I compensate. I ain't trying to end like a lemonade. Sorry if I intimidate. You are anything, but you are trying to get the business straight. No cashews, running a hundred on the interstate. I hope I'm not too late. These questions hold my fate. And with that being said, it's a date. Between answers and my well-being, feels like I've been across sin. Loaded up on scotch when really that's not half of what we got.
We got a lot, baby.
But back to the business. Answer this. Hold up, listen.
Go out.
Baby, will you still be by my side?
I need you.
When the lights come on, will you still be standing by my side? When the nights get dark, baby, will you still be by my side? When the money get low,
okay,
I'll get hard, you still be standing by my side.
When the lights
go out, baby, will you still be by my side? When the lights come on, will you still be standing by my side?
Home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Back on Let's Face Reality, man. You already know, man. Classic Classic City Records brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media. You know what I mean? Today, man, we got a couple special features on the show tonight. You know, we're going to be interviewing some independent artists as well as Mona J. You know what I mean? We're going to be interviewing her. I know y'all, you know what I'm saying, know who Mona J is out there, man. But if you don't, let her, you know what I'm saying, tell you exactly who she is and what she does, man. So, Mona J, you're live.
What up, people? What up, everybody?
What's going on? What's going on?
Man, just chilling, staying busy.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, most definitely. Where you calling from today, Mona J?
I'm in Athens. Actually, I'm in my city. I had to come down and bring my daughter down for the Christmas holidays, but I'm turning right back around and going to Atlanta tonight. A guy by the name of Kevin Edwards, who owns Arm Night Lounge. They are giving him an award tonight, so I'm going to that that award show.
Okay, cool, cool. That's what's up, man. So, you know, constantly making it, you know, back and forth from Atlanta to Athens. And what is it that you do?
Well, I do a little bit of everything. I call myself Mona J, Center of Attention. I call myself Center of Attention because I demand all eyes on me because I do a lot, and I want people to pay attention to the things that I do. First of all, I am, you know, a lot of people know I manage. I manage a producer by the name of Jay Nice. He just placed with Baby D and Walker on One Night Something. I think that track has over, you know, the song itself has 16 million views on Worldstar. I manage J.R., who is up under Tavoria, and I'm on the management team of Tavoria. She's up under Walker Flocka's mom, under Ms. A Entertainment, so I work on her management team as well. And I have a pop artist by the name of Sean Say in the Alabama area. So that's one part. I do management. I also have my own radio show on Blog Talk, Celebrity Sundays,
cool.
With four DJs. I run with the DJ Coalition as well. I just got the role in a stage play. So I'm an actress as well, a stage play called I Don't Want a Church Band, which is going to air. We're touring for a year. So first date is February the 23rd. I'm a brand ambassador. So if you want me to be the face behind your brand, so you got a clothing line, a perfume, you got a radio station or whatever you want me to model. Some people call it sports modeling or promo modeling. I call it brand ambassadoring. I just picked up a lady who has a boutique in Athens. I am actually going to be the face, and when I go to shows, I'm going to be wearing her clothes, her shoes, her jewelry. I have sponsors, hair sponsors, makeup sponsors, things of that nature as well. And I do a lot of red carpet hosting, and I host a lot of independent and commercial type events. I'm the one with the mic to keep you entertained, or I'm the one at the red carpet interviewing the guests. So that's me overall. I'm on the Jason of Attention, you know, the life of entertainment.
Definitely, definitely. Speaking of staying busy, right?
All the time, all the time.
Yeah, that's what it's about, man. You know what I'm saying? Radio show, you say you do radio show too. Where can they, you say they can find it on Blog Talk?
Yeah, it's on Blog Talk Radio. It's with me and a guy named Lucky out of Indianapolis. If whoever's listening, if you don't know Lucky, he is the guy to know. He does the big DJs United Conference, and it's always in April, and he brings 18 different coalitions of DJs, and that's like almost all the DJs in the world. He brings 18 different coalitions to one area in Indianapolis. And, you know, they have the panels to teach you about, you know, music, what you need to know, your marketing, your contracts, anything as an artist that you need to know. And they actually tell you also what the DJs can do, because without the DJs, there is no you. You know, your radio DJs, your club DJs, your internet DJs, you know, those are the people who's going to play your music. So he gets all the DJs together in one area, and they all just give advice to, you know, the artists and the people that attend. So me and him get on every Sunday at 5 p.m., and we have a show where we, you know, interview artists, interview authors, interview actors, anybody, you know, in the entertainment industry, and promote them. And, you know, we also, you know, we just have our own radio show where we promote independent and commercial music.
Definitely. And speaking of advice, what kind of advice would you give, like, independent artists from your local area? Like ourselves, we're actually from Athens ourselves, too. So, you know, going put off of Athens, Georgia, you know what I'm saying? We back and forth from Atlanta ourselves. Yeah, definitely, man. And we know we do a lot of features from indie artists that we put on the show. We had a few. We had Dictator. We had on the show in the past. We had Richie Rogers. He currently stays in Greenville. Well, we had LG, you know what I'm saying, we had Larry on here. We had a few different people from Athens, you know, that we actually, you know what I'm saying, doing interviews for and getting heard. And what kind of advice would you give to the local scene as far as just being successful and, you know, trying to get their stepping stones to build their foundation?
I think my biggest advice, I see a lot of people give advice is like keep pushing, keep working. All that is good, but I think that's so broad that people still don't know what direction they should go as an artist. I say build your team. Do your homework. Learn from, sometimes you can learn from the streets or you can learn from Google. You know, what do I need as an artist? I need a business manager. I need a road manager. I need a personal assistant. I need a production manager. I need a video manager. I need a business manager that handles my contract. I need marketing people that just focus on online stuff for me. And I need a street team that focuses on the street, because what good are you in the street if people don't see you online? And what good are you online if people don't know you in the streets? I know an artist that just, she signed up under Sony Records. Her album is in stores. You know, she signed. You would think she has a good deal. She signed, records in stores, but nobody knows her in the streets. So her album is just sitting in stores, and that's what you call when people say your album flopped. It flopped because nobody knows you in the streets. People know you online, but people don't know you in the streets. The same thing, if they knew you in the streets and you don't have anything on iTunes, what if they're not buying in the streets where you have iTunes? So the biggest thing is know everything you need as an artist, and whatever you're lacking, go find that information. Go find, you know, some entertainment lawyer, you don't have to pay them right off, or you may not even need that information right off. So don't always think you got to spend a lot of money up front. And sometimes I built my team for Mona J to brand myself off of people just believing in Mona J. I didn't have no money to pay my publicist or my manager or my personal assistant or whatever. People think that I had the money to pay these people. I didn't. You know, they believed in me. They stuck with me until they could see the benefits, but they believed. So you have your mama, your sister, your cousin, your friends. You have to build people that can work for you, and they're willing to learn if they don't know. My publicist didn't know how to be a publicist, but she learned how to be a publicist. So just get knowledgeable about what you need and build your team. And then after that, it's easy, because your team, you can focus on being an artist, and your team can focus on the business part of it, on the rest.
Exactly, yeah. And for independent artists out there, man, you know, some good advice coming from Mona J. I mean, y'all can feel free to call in whenever, man, 718-664-6543. You can ask some questions while we have a live, you know what I mean? Hey, some good advice. Don't sleep on it, because a lot of y'all out there try to think you need to spend excessive money to be successful, and you really don't. You know what I mean? You just got to, like she said, you got to have people that actually believe in you and stand by your side. I really agree with that, Mon J, definitely, you know.
It's the truth. It's the truth. I'm a living legend. I treated myself like I was an artist. You know, I was like, okay, I built my artist and I built their team. Let me build my team the way I built my artist team. And it ended up working. So it can work for any. I'm an actress and I built my team the same way. I got me a put. I might not need like a production manager because I'm not in the studio. But I did need a publicist, and I needed a business manager, and I needed a graphic artist, and I needed a video person to travel around, a photographer. So I needed a lot of the same things that an artist needed. You know, so if you're building a team, and all I did was get on Craigslist and say, these are the benefits. You could go to a Waka Flocka event with me, or you could go to a Gucci event. I may not have no money to pay you, but I'm giving you benefits, and you can build your own clientele. See, a lot of people don't understand you don't necessarily have to have the money. Benefits is what people just want to be. Some people just want to be around a celebrity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, or they just want to be at the event or get in free or whatever. So if you express them or give them benefits, then, you know, they'll happily join your team.
Definitely. I think that's one of the problems, too, with a lot of people these days too, man, because, you know, 2012, man, a lot of people, you know, with the, you know, unemployment rate, a lot of people want to be paid for services, but that's why I wouldn't branch too far out from your immediate team. And
right.
Through family and friends, like you said, I would definitely keep them aboard, because those are the ones that are really going to believe in you the most. And those ones are not going to ask for your money up front, you know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly. And I got this message from a speaker, and also from T.D. Jakes. It's funny because the most famous people say the same things. And they were like, quit trying to go, you know, to the, you know, and network with the people who are, you know, a lot of people trying to network with 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz won't even speak to you. You got to go through his publicist, his manager, and all that. Network with the people that's right there with you on the same level with you, because those are the ones who are going to help you and are going to believe in you. You quickly trying to get the 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz don't want to know you. He already got 50 million people at him. So networking with people that right there on your level, then next thing you know, you build your own buzz, 2 Chainz trying to find you. Like, who is this guy?
It's all about building hype.
Exactly. Build your own buzz. Create your own. I created my own lane. I created Mona J. I created my own lane. Now everybody, I get, you know, and it's a blessing. I don't take it for granted. I got people calling me back to back, wanting me. Welcome. Them people hit me up and gave me 5 tickets to this concert. I didn't call them. They called me. So the thing is, if you create your own buzz, you know what I'm saying, people are going to come looking for you.
Most definitely agree with that too. That's what it's about, man. That's what entrepreneurs these days don't understand. That's why it's called entrepreneurship, because you start your own foundation. You move by faith sometimes when you got to, and you just make it happen like that. You don't always look for handouts, you know what I'm saying? So definitely, man. That's something, man. Along with self-motivation, I have to say that, along with self-motivation, man. You got to have self-motivation and other people to motivate you as well, but it starts with you. You know what I mean? And for the independent artists, I mean, y'all make sure, man, y'all believe in yourself and y'all's craft, man, and you put everything that you got into that. I'm not saying money, but put your faith into it and just move with that, man, and it'll happen for you.
I wholeheartedly believe in that, because a lot of people, you know, I ain't going to go deep into it, but a lot of people don't know my story. I'm from Athens. I came from the hood, the streets of Nelly B is my hood, you know. I came from the streets. I came from poverty, not having nothing, having to move every time, literally having to move every time the rent was due, having to boil hot water to take a bath, having to wear my sister's bras, and clothes and panties, and growing up, had a child at, you know, I was pregnant at 15, had a child at 16, got in an abusive relationship. I went through all the abuse, got abused, got in a better relationship with a guy that was well off, but he still treated me like dirt, you know. So the thing is, I definitely have a reason to push, you know what I'm saying, because I've been rock bottom. I've been without nothing. I've been abused. I came from nothing. So if you have the same story I have, you definitely don't want to stay in your same area forever. Get out there and push. You know, a lot of these artists, you know, performing for these guys that they already know, and they keep performing in Athens, these people going to follow you anyway. You know, go in different areas and brand yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you create that buzz, these people in your area, you know, a lot of people are scared to go outside of their comfort zone. They're comfortable performing in front of their friends, because their friends going to say, oh, yeah, that music good, blah, 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 blah. No, go to Atlanta, go to Alabama, go to South Carolina, New York, go to these places where people know you. And then if they embrace you, that means you're good. And this is what you should do. And when you blow up, everybody from your city, be it they jumping on your bandwagon because they like you, or they jumping on your bandwagon because you got money, you know what I'm saying? Either way, they're going to jump on your bandwagon. They're going to follow you.
Exactly. And I'm speaking on that. See, I think that's one thing about us, Classic City Records. See, I don't know if you really heard about Classic City Records or whatever, but we've started our business from the ground up. We've been in business for 3 years now. And basically, man, we do music and radio, advertising, promo, everything, man. And we started from the ground up. And we basically, instead of starting right here in Athens and hitting the same nice spots that everybody that we already know is at, we're hitting places like, you know, Alaska, California, you know, different places, reaching out to different places outside the comfort zone, like you said, because your friend is going to be your friend through thick and thin if he's your true friend. He's not going to necessarily give you that honest opinion. But branching out to people that just met you, now those are the people that are going to tell you the honest truth. And I've heard good, you know, good feedback. I've heard bad feedback, you know what I mean? But nothing should stop you. I mean, as you can see now, for anybody that, you know, for all y'all listening, let's face reality, the Indie Talk Show. That's basically something we started from the ground up as well. I mean, that's something we're doing now. And we partner with EOTM Radio and Media out of Hollywood, California, you know, so L.A. or out that way. So, you know what I'm saying? It can be done. Yeah,
definitely
it can be done. You just got to hustle. You know what I'm saying?
You got to have faith, believe in yourself, and keep pushing. No matter what, like you said, you got good feedback, you got negative feedback. The negative feedback is not also always bad. You know what I'm saying? It makes you improve or do better. But you, if you got something that you're passionate about and you believe in, you know, and you feel like this is what you are called for and destined to do, go do it and don't be afraid to fail. You know what I'm saying? Because failure is picking yourself, you know, falling and picking yourself back up again. Trust me, people don't know many nights when I first, you know, I was posting pictures on Instagram. I'm around this celebrity or whatever. Those were nights I was sleeping in my car. I was sleeping in my, not that I don't have a house in Athens. It was just too much gas to keep, you know, I wasn't making no money at first when I started to branch out in Atlanta, you know. And so instead of paying $20 a day, you know, spending $140 to $200 a week on gas, I was like, I'm just going to stay up here. And, yeah, I met men, but the thing is, if I would have slept over their house, I would have had to sleep with them. So I'm like, okay, let me go to Atlanta Station, pull in Target, parking deck and sleep. You know, many nights I'm cold. I wake up in the middle of the night, set my car on. You know what I'm saying? To keep warm. So that's a Tyler Perry story. I wasn't homeless, but I'm close to it. I'm sleeping in my car trying to make a name for myself. But people looking at the pictures on Instagram, oh, she's doing all good, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I knew these people, but they weren't paying me no money. So I just, you know, not too long ago started getting paid and getting booked to host events. You know, people don't know the story behind what somebody goes through, but it doesn't matter. Long as you know what you're doing, you keep pushing. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the faking you till you make it a little bit, not too much, but, you know, people don't have to know the story behind what you're going through, but they can see the results.
Exactly. A lot of people respect the success more than they do the struggle, even if they're in the struggle at the same current period that you are. And a lot of people would rather see you stepping out, you know what I mean, and actually making something happen, you know, creating something with nothing, you know what I mean? It's like the old saying, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Hey, you got to just keep grinding, man. Eventually, you're going to get that dollar you're trying to get, man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically a good motivation for anybody out there, man. Not just the people on Let's Face Reality, but everybody worldwide, man. That information, like you said, Tyler Perry's store, that's definitely something that should be respected, you know what I mean? And I respect that to the fullest, man. I know, you know, we haven't did a whole lot of networking or talking together, but I've always seen, I didn't ever know the struggle that like that, but I've always seen you, you know, making your moves, and, you know, I respected that because, you know, everybody's got a story to tell. You know, you got to have a story to tell because not everybody's born with a silver spoon. And that's real talk.
That's true.
You know, so, you know, but Classy the Rug got
but
you back.
But it be the ones that make it. Be the ones that make it, that has that story to tell. You know, some of the most successful people in the world have been through, you know, Gabrielle Union, you know, rape, Tyler Perry, homeless. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people that are successful have definitely been through the struggle in some sense. Everybody's story is different, but those be the ones that really, really make it to the top, and then they appreciate where they're at because of what they went through. So I appreciate, even though I'm not where I want to be just yet, I'm at where I'm supposed to be, and I don't take any of it for granted. I'm thankful, you know what I'm saying, because God could have chosen somebody else. You could have been anybody chosen to, you know, be up in the VIP with Meek and Rick Ross and, you know what I'm saying, and 2 Chainz. Like, the list goes on. I got my choices of things that I could just do now. You know, a little bitty country girl from Athens. You know what I'm saying? It's thousands and thousands of people in Atlanta. And, you know, these people flew me to Chicago last week. You know, I had people fly me. I didn't pay for this flight. I didn't pay for meals. I didn't pay for gas, nothing. Like, and they paid me to, you know, host the event, and I end up calling, you know, Carly Red from Love and Hip Hop, her booking agent, and got her to gig up there. So me and Carly Red in Chicago together, you know, and her booking agent, manager Benny. So a lot of people can't tell this story, so I'm blessed because he could have chose somebody else. But, you know, I'm chosen, so I'm rolling with it.
Yeah, and much respect to you, man, and salute everybody out there trying to grind and get it, man, and like you say, man, you only get one shot, man, but at the same time, you only get one life. So if you don't pursue your happiness or pursue your passion, you're not going to have a second chance. You know what I'm saying? Once you're gone, or once you reach a certain, I even say a certain age limit, because in my opinion, once you get so up in the age, man, I personally feel like you get slightly limited. You know, that's just where I feel, because I feel if you're an artist, I mean, in my opinion, nobody wants to sign somebody 45 years old or 50 years old.
It doesn't happen every day. I mean, it happens with some people like 2 Chainz. You know he old. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to talk about it. You know 2 Chainz old, but he was out at one point. You know what I'm saying? And he fell off. And, but he did still have some connections, and then he ended up changing his style, went, you know, left D4L and got his own buzz going on, and now he's old. You got some artists that do, you know, they're old, but they may look young, but most of the time they're choosing a young artist like Meek Mill. They're choosing you when you're 18, 19, in your young 20s. You know, you get to be up in your 30s. We may feel young at 30, but they feel like that is old. No, we don't want you. We want to make millions off of you for a long time, and people don't want to look at nobody old. They don't want to support nobody old. So, you know, when you're young, you need to get it. I mean, it can happen when you're old, but, it's rare. It's rare. It's a handful of people that make it when they're older.
Most definitely. Most definitely. It definitely is, man. It's crazy, that man, because it starts with what you're doing, you know what I mean? It starts with your grind, your hustle, your passion, you know what I mean? So I know there's people out there waiting to get some answers. Somebody got some questions for you, Mona J, and, you know, some more callers, you know, we're screening. But 718-664-6543, y'all feel free to call in, man, anytime, you know. Excuse the wait. I mean, we got screen callers before they come through or whatever, but, you know, we'll make sure who's calling in first and make sure it's cool. But right now, for Mona J, we got Liz. Liz, you live.
What up, Liz? Hello, Liz.
Liz. Well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well. Shout out to Liz, and maybe she'll call back.
Yeah, because she's on, but I don't know. But it's okay. Maybe she'll call back, man. Liz, call back. We want to hear what you got to say. You know what I'm saying? Let's face reality. Right now, I guess we're going to go ahead and take another caller until she comes back through. We got Robert. Robert, you're live.
Yeah,
what up, Robert? What up, Robert?
What up?
Hey.
What up?
Mona J. What up?
What up? This Rob.
How's it going, man? Where you calling from?
Man, I'm calling from Athens, Georgia. You know, Class 6.
Okay,
oh,
okay.
What up? What up, Robert? What you do?
Oh, man. It's what I don't do. I do a lot.
And that is?
Man, I'm a producer. I make music. I'm a travel agent. That's something that I love doing. And if y'all can hear, I'm also a parent.
I hear the baby in the background.
Oh yeah. Keeping it real.
But I got my hands on a lot of things. I mean, one thing I'm like trying to learn the new thing, as everyone would say, the online grind. I got a couple gigs doing that. I just try to stay learning and, you know, get my hands on everything, because the more you know, the farther you'll go.
That is absolutely the best true statement of the night. The more you know, and I'm glad you know that, because, you know, what I don't see from a lot of, not just people in my city, a lot of people of my skin color, you know, a lot of us people, we don't like to research and learn the business. And like you said, the more you know, they can't take that information from you, and you can use what you know to your advantage to advance your career. Definitely. And so you knowing, you know, I don't know how much you've done as a producer or who you've actually, you know, produced. But I know one thing, how Jay Nice was placed was, you know, keeping that USD. You know, always keep that USD with some beats, because if you walk up in the studio, just say you get invited to, and there's things that I get invited to. You know, I'm up in 2 Chainz studio, I'm up in Akon studio, and you have that USB right on you, because a lot of that emailing doesn't normally work. You emailing beats is a lot of waste of time. But, you know, have that USB in hand, and they say, okay, I want to hear your tracks. You know, that happened with Jay Nice's first track, the first track that Gucci and Baby D heard, they wanted that track. So, you know, like you said, things like that, little things like that, knowing the business, knowing that you need to be around the people you're trying to, you know, produce for. You know, little things like that are very helpful in the business.
Yeah, that's awesome. I never thought about, you know, just walking around with a USB, you know, only or whatever. But you
I'm
know,
telling you, they're going to be your best. That's going to be the best thing. A lot of people don't. They, okay, let me keep emailing tracks, and why haven't I got placement? If you get out in the street, and you start to know people, just say your homeboy knew Shouty Low people. You don't really know him, but your homeboy knows Shouty Low people, and he invites you up to Shouty Low studio. Because there's so many different people's studios. And they say, you know, you meet somebody, they know. Like, I met this guy the other day, and he knows the guy that produces for Usher. So they invite me to their studio next week. You know what I'm saying? So things like that going to happen to anybody. You may not know him yourself, but your homeboy, somebody you met know him, they invite you out. So you keep that USB with you with some 5 tracks on it, you know, different type of tracks, because you never know who you can meet Taylor Swift, and if you got that type of pop track, if you make those tracks, whatever type of beats, just keep a variety. And they invite you up to the studio, and he be like, well, my homeboy, he'll produce, and they be like, okay, let me hear something. You pop that USB in, you know, they might like first song, second, third, but if they like something, there you go. They ask him to do, they ask Jay Nice right then, okay, let's do the paperwork. Let's pay you $5,000 for this, you know, for this track, you know, and you get royalty. So you keep getting paid off of it. You know what I'm saying? Then you worry about the entertainment and stuff later. You know what I'm saying? If you don't, but you got it, they paying you enough money where you can pay somebody to do the contract, you know, for you if you don't have an entertainment lawyer. But little stuff like that, like being prepared for opportunity. The biggest phrase that business people use is, preparation meets opportunity, or opportunity meets preparation. That opportunity presents itself, you need to always be prepared for if it does.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Definitely. And now, speaking of that, we actually got Liz back on. You know, Liz called back, so, you know. Liz, I mean, I didn't mean to cut you off, you know what I'm saying? Just, I'm trying to see, it must be important. Liz, what's up?
What up, Liz? Yes, I am stepping in for Liz right now, but Liz is my aunt's assistant, sweetie. She's feeling a little under the weather. I am Kid Guapo, and I rap with Stax. And we just wanted to talk, show y'all some love, Mona J. We wanted to show y'all some love and call to the station.
Appreciate it.
Just get a little notification on the Smoking While Rapping album. And we just wanted to really get Stax notified and get him out there into the real world. I want to see my cousin make it. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm with him 100%, 10 toes down all the way.
Most definitely, man. And salute to him, what's too, up, man. Tony, keep grinding,
man. He's out of where?
Yes, he is aware, actually. He's standing. Oh, where is he right now? He's actually.
No, I'm saying he's out of what? He's out of what city?
He's out of what
city? What's going on?
Okay, what's up?
Yeah, I mean, we in the A right now.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I just left the studio, so you know. You know what I mean? I got Smoking Wild Rap album. Then we working on Jack for Beats mixtape that's coming soon. Me and my brother, you know what I mean? Me and Kid Guapo, so we looking for that. You know what I'm saying? Check me out on iTunes, you know, Stax, STACKXX, you know what I mean? Smoking Wild Rapping. We doing it.
And speaking of that,
I think you had a party. You had a party a little while back at El Pasino. You same stacks.
Yeah. That was me.
Yeah, I actually peeped that. Yeah, I actually got an invite to that actually. Yeah, so I've actually heard of you, man. So you know, salute that, man, because I see you out there trying to build your foundation, man. Much respect, man.
Appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? That's why I wanted to show y'all some love. You know what I mean? Because you hit me up, you showed me some love. So you know what I mean? Had to return the faith.
So what do you have coming up next as far as shows are concerned? Where's your next show?
You know what I'm saying? I'm working on the Omega Bar, you feel me? That's what I'm working on right now.
Okay, that's what's up. Omega Bar in Athens.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. I'm definitely going to have to check you out. I'm normally not in my city as much as I have been in these last couple weeks, but, you know, if they got a show coming, you know, you got a show coming, I definitely come out, you know, and show some love and support for
and
any movie. Yeah, I came down, I hosted the event just, you know, at El Pasino, you know, artist showcase. So I'm down for seeing artists really, you know, I frequent the commercial market. I do, but I do a lot in the independent market in the ATL as well. So I just want to see, I love to see independent artists grind, and I love to see when people come from being independent and making it worldwide.
Definitely, man.
I appreciate
your support. Make sure you submit your music too, man, for review and radio play too, man. ClassCityRecords@gmail.com, man.
Okay. Can you run that back to me one more time?
Yeah, Classic City Records.
Okay.
Yeah, do like Classic City Records, man. Definitely.
Okay. So
Gmail.
I do that ASAP. You know what I'm saying? And as far as the date for that show, you know what I'm saying? Sweetie, you know what I mean, my manager, she keep in contact with you on the date, you know what I'm saying, we can most definitely do something.
Cool, man. And what's up, man? So everybody, man, 718-664-6543, man, you know, we still got Mono J Live, we got a couple callers on, man, but you know what I'm saying, right now, man, we're going to go ahead and get ready to take it to commercial, so Knight Rider, don't spin that track.
All money will deal with you, even if it still hits you. That main, I'm a bill getter. Stay far from them gold diggers. She open that wheel splitter. Me and my team hit her, this house. Cause real niggas do real things. Rub it up, let that clip bang if you playing games. Lean that it up like a shoestring. You don't wanna see me in the booth, man, and that's truth, man. Then throw up that deuce, man. Ha! Cause I'm a real nigga. Bring it to your front door. Yeah, I'm maniac. These niggas know I don't play that. Only real niggas ride with me. This shit go down, they'll die with me. Also, if I let them fly with me, I stay strapped and these niggas know. Ain't scared to bang, I let it go. Lock it load, it chest explode. It pedal to the metal, time to go. Them hot shells I dispose. I stay with a flame. Make sure it has Nintendo. Yeah. All the real niggas ride with me.
Check out the EOTM Media Group, yeah, the EOTM Media Group. We're a new media company encompassing radio, PR, and TV. Follow us on Twitter at EOTMPR. For a great publicist, there's one thing you need to do. Contact the EOTM Media Group.
Yeah, man, we back, you know what I'm saying? Got a few more minutes on Let's Face Reality. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Mona J. Shout out to Young JD Beast, man, for that beef ride with me, man. Hey, y'all make sure, man, to check out Money Man too, Classic City Records TV. Y'all make sure I check that out on YouTube. And by the way, shout out to Madman. You know what I'm saying? Madman, you on?
Yo.
What's good, man? What's good?
Chilling, man, chilling.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Tuning in.
Yeah, man. Definitely, man. You know, hey, by the way, if y'all don't know, man, Madman is actually, he's an artist of Class City Records, VP of Class City Records, man. So if y'all didn't know that, you know, he's a host for Let's Face Reality. So if y'all didn't know that, now y'all do, man. And make sure y'all check him out, man. You know what I'm saying? Number 6 in Athens, Georgia right now, Reverb, man. So definitely, man. Yeah. And, Mona J, man, anyone y'all got any questions for each other, man? Because I know, man, he hasn't been on air. I mean, he's been on air, but I've been Mike Hogging, so I'm sorry about that, man. And go ahead, man, let y'all chop it up real fast, and I'm going to screen some more callers, man.
Hey, I got a question. Like, as far as your business, like you said, you run like a promotion company, like you market people?
What I do, I'm not really a promotions department. I do, like, brand ambassadoring, meaning, like, just say you have a product that you're trying to distribute. I mainly do product, you know what I'm saying, and not services, meaning, like, just say you start in a magazine and you want me to be the face. Like, anytime I go somewhere, I'm holding up your magazine or I'm wearing your clothes or, you know, I got taking a photo with your energy drink or your liquor, you know what I'm saying, or whatever that product is that you're pushing and you want me to be the face behind it. That's basically what a brand ambassador does. They ambassador, you know, your brand and put your brand out there. I have a fragrance company now that have made, like, some new type of scented oils. They want me to be, you know, they're going to do, like, miniature commercials and put it on BET and VH1 and all that, and I will be the person in the commercial that will actually be putting the perfume on or whatever. You know, I'm going to be that model behind everything they do. So if anybody has a product, and what it is really cross-marketing. I do something for you, you do something for me. You know, I'm wearing your clothes, which help me at events where I don't have to buy clothes, but I'm also promoting for you. You know what I'm saying? So if you got a service and be like, every time Mona J goes out, she talks about, for example, Classic City Records. She is the face behind Classic City Records. And every time she gets on the mic, you know, shout out to Classic City Records. You know, y'all need to, you know, get on their show or get on their TV show or whatever. So I do a lot of that. For one, it helps me out, you know, just like Nike endorsed Tiger Woods. It's the same thing. I do a lot of that because it helps me out, and then it helps that other person out, and we just basically marketing each other.
Ooh, yeah, that's what's up, man.
So, like if somebody wanted to get themselves branded, how would they go about getting in touch with you?
My booking information is on my Twitter, it's on my Facebook, it's on my Instagram, it's OSMGMT. So really it's OS Management, but just put MGMT and then MJ, like Mona J, @gmail.com. But if you look me up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or go to my website, which is www.itsmonaj.com, you can find an application there that asks for sponsors, and you fill out that sponsorship form, and then my manager will contact you back, and we can start, you know. And it's not too many people that, the only thing I'm not taking anymore now is hair sponsors. I got so many people, which is a good thing, but I got so many people want to do my hair for free. you know what I'm saying, as my sponsor. And I'm like, no, I can only sponsor, you know, I can only promote so many people at one time. But if somebody has some type of new product they pushing and they want me to be the face behind it, I'm down, you know, because it only helps me and it helps them at the same time.
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
Most definitely sounds like a plan, man. And
so y'all make sure y'all stay in contact. If y'all need anything, I know y'all do a TV show. If y'all ever want me to come on and do anything or help out in any kind of way, just let me know, you know. I know how it is to grind and to, you know, keep pushing and make things happen, and I'm just trying to be an asset to anybody that needs it.
Definitely. We're also here starting around the first of the year, we'll be doing commercials, actually, yeah, for TV. So we'll probably get you for some of them too, you know, make it happen like that.
Let's do it. All you got to do is tell me where place to be, or, you know, tell me, you know, go ahead and record this and say this, and here's the script. You know, I got a videographer, I got my own cameraman, so I don't necessarily have to be at a certain spot. You know, I record what you need me to say, what you need me to do, and we can just go from there.
Definitely. And but speaking of that, man, we're going to make sure we stay in touch, man, and, you know what I'm saying, make sure we, you know what I'm saying, we keep networking to make things happen, man. And before we go any further, we got like 9 more minutes of the show, but we got a caller. We got Slick from Cocky Ass. Slick, you're live.
What's up, man?
What's happening,
what up?
Man? What's happening?
Oh, man, I'm chilling at the house, man. Got my boy Friday. I want another one of Cocky Ass artists. You know, we here working.
Definitely, man. And where you calling from tonight?
Oh, man, Central Cali, man.
That's what's up. That's
what's up,
man.
Cali in the building.
man. You know, I had to show y'all love. I've been listening to y'all show the last couple of weeks. I had to show you guys love.
Oh, yeah, man. Most def, man. Yeah, we network, man. You know how it is. We check y'all shows out, too, man. By the way, shout out Internet 07 Live, man. Cocky Ass. The whole scene over there, man. Cali to Alaska,
oh, yeah,
man. Shout out everything over there, man. We support y'all, man.
Oh, man, same here, man. We working, man. We just working, man. Like, if I had to call and show y'all some love, you know what I mean? I apologize. I called on a little late. I didn't get from the start of the show, but, you know, better late than never, right?
Oh, well, it's all good, man. We had more callers coming in, so, you know what I'm saying? Right on time, man. You know how it is, man.
I was looking out there, though.
Oh, man, it's good, man. Everything's good out here, man. Everything's good out this way, man. We're just working, man. Networking, you know what I'm saying? You know, if you heard most of the show, you know what I'm saying, you can see we're trying to expand and just basically keep putting independent artists on, man, and just keep grinding, man. That's what we aim for right now, man, from music to radio to TV, whatever. Everything we can do, we're putting our hands on it, man. Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. I just heard you telling old girl before me that you guys are, you know, about to, you know, get into that commercial situation. Congratulations on that, man. That's a big look.
Oh, yeah, man. Appreciate that, too, man. You already know we're going to do some networking, man. When I get that popped off, man, you already know how it is, man. Ain't no secret, man. I'm very humble, man. Whole Class City Records, man. We trying to just stay humble and grind, man. Whoever shows support, man, through the struggle, going to definitely see it through the success as well, man. You already know that.
Yeah, huh? 100%, man. Make sure you guys, make sure you guys continue to tune into our show. You know, Sunday nights, we working out there.
Definitely. And do you have
actually? I think I actually want to interview you guys on the Sunday night. You know what I mean? Interview both of you guys, pick your brains, mess with you guys a little bit. You know what I mean?
Definitely, we down with it. You already know we down, man. We make it happen.
Yeah. And Slit, remember the name. It's Mona J. I heard you call me old girl, Mona J.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? No, I don't mean no disrespect when I say that. You know, I don't mean
No, I'm messing with you. I know you don't. I'm just, you know, I brand myself. You know, I make my, you know, I'm a center of attention. So I always like, oh, no, let me let you know my name so you can remember. So when I come to Cali, you're going to be like, oh, that's Mona J. Yeah, I remember her. She made herself known. So, you know, just remember me, Mona J.
Just because you made that impact. You come to Cali, you got dinner on me.
Oh, that's what's up. Now, don't act like you don't know me when I get to Cali. Like, who are you?
I got you, man. I don't mean trip.
Nah, that's what's up.
For sure, man. Like, Like I said, just want to really, you know, call in and show you guys support, man. Make sure you guys, we got a lot of things coming up for this new year. So, you know, we'll be hitting you guys with a lot of things real soon.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Definitely, man. We definitely look forward to networking more, man. And we got some projects we want to throw y'all ways too, man, starting around probably before January, but, I might just hold it to January, let everybody get the Christmas break in, and, you know, 10 times to the family, man. That's what it all starts right there, man. That's more important. You know, I already know, man. So, you know, but, yeah, we got some things, man. I should talk to after I talked to him. And, I was telling him that we got some things for y'all, too, man, as well. So, yeah, we definitely looking forward to it, man.
Okay. Before I hop off this line, I want to let y'all holler at my boy Friday. He's a new up-and-coming R&B singer out of Oakland, California. You know what I mean? I just want him to get his little spotlight on, you know, on air real quick. So I'm gonna let y'all holler at him.
Okay, cool.
Hey, what's good with y'all, man? It's Friday.
What's happening?
Just grinding, man. It's just I was listening to the conversation earlier, man, and like. I mean, it's like, you know, what we do is not guaranteed, you know what I mean? It's something
exactly.
That, like, you know, it's like work for other people, they got a guaranteed paycheck. They got, benefits or whatever, you know, whatever benefits and perks they got. But see, for music or for film, you know, there's no guarantee. You know, you got to grind. You know, even when they tell you, you know, you can't or, you know, hey, sorry, this ain't the place for you, you still got to make a way. You know, there's no shut it
right.
down and be like, you know, like, okay, well, I guess, you know, this ain't for me. It's a constant grind.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a true statement. My thing is, and to add on to that, if there is no way, you make a way. You know what I'm saying? Since there are no guarantees, you know, you don't know if you're going to be successful or if there's a light at the end of the tunnel, you make that way. You create
exactly.
your lane. You create your life. You know what I'm saying? So if it didn't work out in this thing, okay, I started off as an artist. It's not working. Maybe I need to be a producer. Maybe I need to be a manager, whatever. No matter
yeah.
what, at the end of my journey, I'm going to be successful in something.
Yeah.
So
it's
you
something.
Create
yeah.
a way out of no way since there is no guarantee, no comfort zone, you know, because you're stepping
yeah.
outside of this comfort zone and you creating your own life.
Exactly. Something
yeah.
else, man.
Much
you know,
respect
like,
for that, man.
Yeah, word, man. Like, I appreciate you having me on, too, man. Like, you'll be hearing a lot more from me, you know what I'm saying? Like,
definitely.
Just on that grind, man. Just trying to make, you know, make good songs. That's all I'm about.
What's up?
Definitely, man. We look forward to hearing more from you, too, man.
Man.
Y'all grinding hard over there, man. We see y'all, man.
So much love, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys taking the, you know, listen, you know, taking the call today. I cannot leave. I cannot get off here without saying, you know, God bless you guys. And I want to send a quick, you know, prayers out to all the kids, you know, who lost their lives, you know, the last couple of days to the elementary school, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
God bless every single one of them, family, friends, everybody that was touched, for the innocent lives that was touched. For taking, you know.
Yeah, it was bad. That was a real bad event, man. You know, it really made an impact on a lot of America, man. So definitely,
yeah.
man. Definitely. Yeah, prayers up. Class City Records prayers up. You already know.
Man, I'm going to hop off here, man. We got to get on to some work. So, you know, I mean, I appreciate you guys calling. I mean,
oh, yeah.
calling in, whatever. God bless you guys. You're, I mean, you'll be here.
All right,
thanks,
man. All right.
All right, man, independent artists, man, out there, man. We got, like, 2 more minutes on air, man. So, hey, y'all go ahead and get your last minutes in, man. I mean, you ain't got much time, but you can get a little window. Hey, every little window opportunity is in there, man. 718-664-6543, man. Let's make it happen, man. And Mona J, speaking of that, man, you know, we really glad you, you know, called into the show today, man. And, you know, we salute you for that, man.
You're welcome, Lo. You're welcome, Lo. And thank you for calling me to be thinking about me just to have me on. I really appreciate it.
Definitely, man. Anytime. You know, we do shows every other Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, you know, feel free, any one of the shows, to call in and, you know, speak. Or, we just, you know, mention us on Facebook or anything, man. We can definitely stay in contact.
I definitely will.
Definitely, man. Because I really enjoy having you. I really enjoy everything you had to say, you know, your insight of your opinion, everything you put forth to the show. And overall, I feel like it's been a great show. you know.
Me too. I'm glad I called. You know what I'm saying? I never talked to you before, and I, you know, you are a very, very intelligent guy. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to get the opportunity to actually meet you. But, you know, I can tell by speaking to you how you speak and the way you think. You're very intelligent. I can see whatever you touch your hand on is going to go, you know, whatever you touch is going to go gold, platinum,
yeah,
whatever.
I appreciate
you know
that.
Saying? It is, because you're very, 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 you were blessed with a powerful brain.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that, man. And those also our music that was playing. That was also our music with some local producers we put on down here, you know, to produce the tracks for us. And we got a lot more music, man. So I make sure, you know, you get to hear all of everything we do, man. We're real versatile. We do radio shows. We got a website, classicstorycles.com, man. You can basically check out everything we're doing, man. We're trying to just trying to make an impact, like you said. You got to create a lane where there is no lane, man.
Right.
So, yeah, so.
We well, I'm out. Y'all have a good night. You know what I'm saying? Send me contact info and everything, and we shall stay in touch. I know we touched base, you know, a couple of months ago. I got busy and didn't follow up about doing a drop, but I hadn't forgot, you know, just got busy. But make sure y'all stay
in touch. Oh, it's all good. Okay, cool. All right, well, everybody out there, man, Radio Land, man, y'all make sure y'all stay in touch with us, man. Classic Regular Gmail for music submissions. And until next time, man, you know what I'm saying? Mo J, nice having you once again. Salute to everybody out there, Kakiev, and everybody called in tonight, man. Stacks, all y'all, man. Y'all stay up, man. We'll talk to y'all next week, man. In 2 more weeks, man, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's face reality. DJ Team to 18. Let's go.
EOTM Radio presents Classic City Records. This is Let's Face Reality. And I am DJ Team. And together we are the A-Team. Get with it or get left behind. Tune in every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to show your support at EOTMRadio.com.